Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains near the station.
As Eric is in Clapton, bringing this back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. ProfitabilityRevolution.com. I encourage you to go there and check it out. 500, folks, count them, 500 videos on every small business topic under the sun. So go there and check that out. And while you're there, look for her books. The Courage to Be Profitable is my favorite. That's the new one. Ruth, thanks again for being here. So we're talking about connecting, making a direct connection between profitability and marketing.
Absolutely.
You got something else you want to talk to us about?
Yeah, I mean, you led it perfectly with the end of the last session about being professional, and I had heard a quote at a seminar I was at recently. You said that first class and coach land at the same time. Which seat are you going to put your customer in?
Right.
And I mean, being professional, you'd put them in first class. The difference between the two, quite frankly, for the most part, is not that much, but. You know, we talk about doing things professionally. We talk about doing things so that they will refer. They will, you know, create an experience for them that is absolutely memorable. Because if you're just like everybody else, guess what? You're going to commoditize your business.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people going, wow, that was a great experience. And they may not tell anybody, but if you ask them for a referral, which is also part of marketing, they're more than likely to say yes if they had a phenomenal experience.
Right.
And likewise, they're going to put a really bad review up on Yelp or something like that if they had a really bad one. But we're trying to go first class, not baggage.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been successful in business, and especially in sales over the years. And I'm convinced that the three things that have helped me do that. Number one, I was trained well. Number two, I like to work. Number three, I treated people professionally. I tried really hard to make sure. I call it loving them up, you know. And one of my badges of honor is always when and this has happened to me more than once, when a customer calls me and says, "Hey Jim, I got a competitive proposal. So these guys want to take you out. Will you come help me evaluate it?"
That's great.
Now that's a badge of honor when people will do that to you. For you.
Absolutely.
And when you leave one industry and go back to those customers with another industry and they're glad to see you. Those are the kinds of things. That's how you get business when times are good or when times are not good, don't you?
Right. Absolutely. And then evaluate it. And the other thing that you did is that you kept in touch. You made sure you stayed
Absolutely.
Connected with them.
Absolutely.
You provided value to them, even if you didn't sell them, and I use that in quotes, something at that particular point. And they remember that. They absolutely remember that.
Many times I'd stand up and say, "You know, John, you've told me what's on your mind, what's the biggest concern you have right now, and I've tried to figure it out, but honest to goodness, I don't think I can help you today with my stuff, but I know somebody who can."
Mm-hmm.
And I would pick up the phone back in the old days before we had smartphones. I'd walk around their desk, pick up the phone. I'd call John. I'd say, "Hey, John, George here needs you to help him. Would you help him?" And then I hand him the phone and I walk out.
Yeah. I've done it many times.
If you'll go into a sales call with that kind of an attitude, you're going to make a first-class sales call.
Mm-hmm.
And people know it, don't they? I mean, they see it. It doesn't take that. Those kinds of values shine like a neon light, don't they?
They absolutely do. And we talk about profitability. When they're going back and they're looking at your proposal versus somebody else's proposal, and the difference between the two is, you know, maybe not totally significant like day and night, but they're likely to go with you because they trust you,
yeah.
Even if the other proposal was lower.
And the next time, there might not even be a second proposal.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It might just be you because they trust you. I'll tell you something else I always like to do is I always like writing their specs if they're bidding it. They call me and say, "Hey Jim, will you help us write the specs?" Oh,
sure.
Yes, I think I can work that out. But that's
absolutely.
But they do that because they can trust you, and not because you're going to rig the bid, but because you're going to make sure that there's that whatever they want is in the bid.
That's right.
The
and you're going to do
part.
It right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Ruth, I need the website one more time, please.
www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
What do we find when we get there quickly?
500 plus videos and 24/7 watching videos that will help you be more profitable.
There you go. That's the key. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.